speaking with Ashley Nurse, 3 wickets today against Bangladesh, albeit in a losing cause. Ashley, just talk to us a little bit about today's game and how things went for you and overall the team.
First and foremost, I mean, I'm grateful for the opportunity to play. Today was had some more rhythm in terms of play. I mean, from playing the other games, and they have a lot of rhythm. I mean, today was a lot warmer as well, so it felt a bit more at home and stuff like that. So the conditions really, it was a slow pitch. So I think the pace of ball, that was very important. And today I got most of it right, so it was a good performance for me. But obviously, to get the win was the most important thing, and we didn't do that. So I'm going to go out the drawing board and come back next game to see. Well, next game is the final, so next game is very most, the most important game in the series. I mean, all the work we did over the last couple of games is all well and good, but I mean, to get the win in the final is the most important thing right now.
You were defending 250, so you needed wickets right through. You managed to get 2-1 over, so that really brought the team back into the game. That must have been, you know, something that was, you know, happening, as they say, for you.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, the captain gave me the ball a bit early in the power play, so it was all about restricting the runs and building some pressure and stuff like that, and obviously get some wickets. So it worked out for us. I mean, I got a couple of wickets in the first over, but I mean, in one over, but to get 10 wickets was the ultimate goal, and we didn't manage to do that this toss.
Looking at the pitch, the game before, Ireland made 327. West Indies managed to chase it down. So when I guess, what would you say probably would have been a par score today? Maybe somewhat closer to 300.
Yeah, I thought that it wasn't a 300 pitch, to be honest. I thought if we got about 280 or so, we'd be in with a shout. His wicket wasn't as good as the wicket against Ireland, but obviously the wickets down here are generally good for batting. So if we had gotten a score like 280, 270, 280, I think we'd be in with a shout.
Okay, but how would you say that overall you're bowling at the moment? You got 3 against Ireland in the first match as well, which obviously would have boosted your confidence. 3 more today. How would you say overall you're bowling as you look forward to the big occasion of the Cricket World Cup?
Yeah, I mean, I've been bowling well in patches. I mean, I haven't been as consistent as I would like to be, but at the end of the day, getting wickets is the ultimate goal for a bowler. So I got a 4-wicket haul against Ireland in the first game, but they didn't bowl that well. But at the end of the day, you take wickets any day. The other 2 games is a bit tough in terms of feeling the ball in hands and stuff like that. It's not really a spinning deck. All the wickets are here, they're not generally good for spinners. So, I mean, I've been given a role in the team to be a bit tight, and I haven't been doing that role. So it was nice today to come and do exactly what the team required of me.
Okay, and you talk about the final, obviously. You've played Bangladesh twice now, and they've managed to get the better of you. So how do you see the final? What do you think needs to be done to conquer them?
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, I mean, it's a tournament where the finals is the ultimate goal. So they've gotten better of us in the last 2 games, so that doesn't mean anything. We have to turn up on Friday and try to do the work. I think if we can get some more runs on the board, first and foremost, and then the bowlers have a better, easier job, because as I said before, the wickets are really easy pace though. So it's a case where we have to be you have to be on the ball as a bowling unit, build some pressure in the field and put them on some serious pressure and get into their middle order. As 2 games have passed and we haven't gotten them, really gotten into their middle overs, middle batsmen, sorry. So if we can get into the middle of their batting order, I think we'll be in with a good show.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks.